Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in. Yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Fam Radio.
First Fam Radio mixtapes.
The Union. The Union. The Union.
My chop is dirty.
My chop is dirty.
My whip's clean.
My whip's clean.
My bitch ride. Fuck it, my whole team.
Count 20,000 with my eyes closed. We in grind mode. We in grind mode. I could get to the money with a blindfold. It's nothing new. Ill dude, who the fuck is you? That's your girl, I fuck the crew. Hit her, then I fuck the crew. Damn, damn. Call that there some teamwork. Grind to shine, all to make my dreams work. Yeah. You grind hard, you shine easy. Living life like I'm on TV. Moving up like George and Weezy. Hell yeah, fucking right. Something like Drake and Weezy. Take a break, take a rest. No, we will never take it easy.
Talking filthy cities, fuck niggas. Cause they ain't really fucking with us. All my niggas in grind mode, and I could count 100,000 with a blindfold.
My chop is dirty,
my whip clean,
my bitch ride. Fuck it, my whole team.
Yeah.
We in grind mode.
Yeah.
We in grind mode.
Yeah.
We in grind mode. My nigga, we in grind mode.
Yeah.
My chop is dirty, my whip clean, my bitch ride. Fuck it, my whole team.
Yeah.
But my bitch mean 16s across 16, across the gun line and get 16. 16, I had a fucking dream. Like ML King, hopped on the scene. Real niggas, so they throwing shade. Young niggas, so I'm getting paid. Prime mode is my fucking grave. All I know is this money. All we need is this money. All I got is this money. We'll kill you over this money.
Yeah.
Mommy had it, so I went and got it. I paid shit for myself, boy. All I know is this grind mode. My daddy wasn't near myself, boy.
Woo.
Lazy nigga can't make that on your ass, boy.
Money gang.
All I know is money, grind mode, my cash, boy.
All I know.
Hear the beat, I don't write shit, I just destroy.
What?
I don't fuck with frauds, they throw shit, no decoy.
I saw the towns and I'm hitting ground and they roll around. They shoot down, they talk down, so we shoot them up and when they pick up trucks. Throw bodies in the back of trucks. You don't talk and we and stuff. Got a lot of killers on my payroll. They kill you when I say so. Don't talk, we let them know.
My shop is dirty.
My shop is dirty.
My whip clean.
My whip clean.
My bitch ride. Fuck it, my whole team.
Yeah.
We in grind mode.
Yeah.
We in grind mode.
Yeah.
We in grind mode. My nigga, we in grind mode.
Yeah.
My shop is dirty.
My shop is dirty.
My whip clean.
My whip clean.
My bitch ride. Fuck it, my whole team. Death's adversaries looking cleaner. I flood this bitch Katrina. Oh Lord, have you seen her? I'm in grind mode and my chop is dirty. It's drought time and they go for 30. Might run some points if your block's worthy. Good clientele, we fly them birdies. It's all on my belt buckle. Can't you tell that I love to hustle? Couple sacks for that Hermes. Couple sacks, bet them boys will touch you. All go Rick the Ruler. Tough on my way to the Ruger. I'm flexing on them Lex Luger. Give a fuck about a hater, that's words to my shooters. I'm too hot. Two glides, I got
juice. Tupac, let the heat go. Call it free throws. I give your bitch ass two shots. Ball ballin' like you ballin'. That paper keep on calling. I'm in my lane. I did some things. I call that shit Chris Paulin'. Grind mode, nigga, grind mode. I'm all in this bitch, different time zone. Nigga, I'm on, get my shine on. Out of space when I do it, nigga, ozone. It's KG, T-Dot, my nigga Tito. When we hot, pop the band on the guap, hit the weed spot. We clutch over here, nigga, Reebok.
All my niggas in the First Fam Radio. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Solid treatment.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Pig. You tuned in to First Fan Radio.
Funny how we go through the rods, man.
You heard?
Check it. Check it.
Look. Lord of the game, call me Sonny Carson. I'm a great poet, similar to Henry Lawson. Rest in peace to these niggas, put them in a coffin. See the flow is fire, I'm a walking arson. Yeah, I started from the bench, now a nigga ballin'. I'm the type that pull up and make a nigga nauseous. With hollow tips for them snakes in the garden that would have a nigga shaking like Parkinson's. Yeah, I bring that cash in. Yeah, I'm always flexing. Trying to grind out the Lex, doing damn ass shit. Smelling like that laugh, but I move silent. Raised in the coldest city where the niggas dying. But it's funny how I keep rising and shining. With no mayor, no structure, no cops, or no guide. See, life is hard. No realignment, but these visions that I witness, I remain most prosperous.
I can fly.
What they want, huh?
But
I don't think y'all understand what's going on right now. See what we doing?
I can shine even
the story. Let me get this right. All my niggas smiling, you see it. We on an island, weed it. It's unaware. It's a form of secrecy. A little silent treatment. I took my fam off the streets, even flew some bitches out. Brought sand to the beach, ow. Got my Nike sandals in a beach towel. If they say you top shelf, you out of reach now. Momentum shifted, I won't say much now. No football, we can kick it after I touch down. I'm an idol, nigga, y'all late. My word was to kill you more than Geico Allstate. In the trenches and some trenches. Y'all might have had good intentions, but we really ain't interested unless we getting interest. Some people might be lost, but I ain't talking distance. How you call yourself a boss, but you ain't talking business, huh? Got niggas screaming yellow before they die. You want a hot 16? Put my logo in the sky.
But I want his
way. Hey, Peasy, man. Real niggas do real shit.
I can shine even if
whatever sets for us is gonna happen.
But I crave the light that he
Never fear nothing but God, I wanna lead you. How can I be scared of a man? He bleeds too, city open keys to the ones that win. I'm a overhand orthodox, watch that chin. But yeah, I wanna fly on some all jelly. Y'all tell me, million ways to get it, hope I'm still alive. Machiavelli, real when we step on the scene. They ain't drop already, words that I'm hearing from hers. They ain't flop already, shit that we orchestrate more than late. Stop already, niggas that ain't doing it, speaking, got a lot to tell me. I look at haters, stripping pasta berries. So dip your face in that hot spaghetti. Shake your back when cops were worried. I'm trying to box me, then your will get flurry. I get it hot in here without the Nelly. 17 was flying berry. Flat polos, it's never sperry. Couple roses out the concrete for more than memory. Treatment.
I can fly. But I want his way. But I crave the light that he brings.
say our streets is a battlefield. We living in the war. That's what happens when you living in the poor. A youngin' with no morals or dignity. My fingers on the sword. Well loaded as a prisoner of war. Trapped inside the belly of the beast. The sound of the sea. But there's nothing you can tell me I'm a king. At least I thought I was. Till they sent me to hell without a key. Told me life with you will never be released. That's a fact. You ain't never coming back. You'll be institutionalized as a rat. Black, if the blood don't get you, then you know the homo's attack. You're 17, you'll be on your back. You'll be in a shark tank. You'll be switching in a year. Either switching your gang or you switching from your wind. Better take this to heart or the devil getting near. With all that on my back, I ain't never shed a tear. Cause I'm a prisoner. And I wanna flip. My status is a minority. My old homies wanna trip. See, the problem is every prison I'm getting jumped by blood shipped out. Now I can't trust us. Against all lies, and I'm all fucked up. No job, no diploma, no love. No contact business. My mother never liked that. I send my homies hella kites, but they never write back. Shorty falling off, man, they left shit like that. Why the fuck should I fight back? Where the fuck is my life at? I yell when the cops jump me, no one heard the noise. I stopped writing lyrics, was losing my voice. I stopped watching TV and all, and pacifiers and toys. Grown ass man, why they calling me boy? Cause I'm a prisoner. I know how it feels, I'm crying hell. How can I excel? It went from when I come home to if I come home, man, I'ma die in jail. Forget the avoidable fights, all the horrible nights. Listen to the voices, I'm glad my choices was right. Never joyous, there's always noises round the fraudulent type. I just want my life, man, the court wasn't right. They gave me double jeopardy, 5 years parole. So if I get out the pit, I'ma still be in the hole. Got me begging for a job, I'd rather sell my soul to the devil and burn in the kettle behind the stove. So fuck it, I'm a soldier, I put my pain on the shelf. It made me a supernova, they gave me knowledge itself. Waiting for it to slow up, so I focus on my health. It's a struggle till it's over, until I reach my wealth. I'm a
you tuned in to the First Fan Radio, Trenton's number one radio station on the internet. You heard?
Roll out.
Nigga, I just
get it.
Roll out.
We room pound, this side of town. If it's war, put them down. Got five, that mean get them round. Sex shit, bitches going down. We move them pound, this side of town.
They ain't fuck with us, man.
Flick them down. Got five, that mean get them round. Sex shit, bitches going down. I'm on my sex and shit. Flick them down. I just told you, fuck niggas, get from Brown. I'm from Locust Street, I can move a pound. Think a nigga sweet and I shoot some rounds. Keep the ratchet on my hip, bright, got an extra clip. Ask me why I'm trafficking so hard, I said I'm on my shit. You know where the fuck I'm from, you know you gotta get a gun. Age of 14, we don't do this shit for fun. I swear we do this shit for real, I swear my niggas shoot for real. I swear my niggas shoot to kill. I'm 425, boot the grill, I'm 100 block. Jack boy, getting money stacked, boy. Locust Street, the dopest street, you know where we at, boy. Now come and spend some bucks with us. Matter of fact, fuck with us. All we know is getting to this money in the block. I trust, know in the Glock. I trust, run up on me thinking this the game in the Glock. I bust, nigga, you was not with us. We moving pound, this side of town. If it's war, flick them down. Got five, that mean get them round. Sex shit, it's going down.
Why the fuck you round here? This ain't your place, nigga. Suggest you leave pronto, cause it ain't safe, nigga. It's ironic how that last shit erased niggas. Can't move no weight, nigga. You out of shape, nigga. But we trapping, counting money, G-stacking. All your niggas be bluffing, and all my niggas make it happen. Bullets left and went cold feet, so they zipped him up in that plastic. His family over there crying, shooters over here laughing. Trying to stretch that work, and that's the measures get drastic. Same shit in them movies, but this real shit, we ain't acting. Every day, no slackers, getting money, no practice. And if you think we sweet, he gon' be what just happened. Like told you, niggas ain't lacking. You see my niggas bust backing. When white tees turn red, it look like Kool-Aid spilled on a napkin. Play the cutting all blacking, serve myself round the backing. Count it up, do the mathing. Put rubber bands on my cash and move
the sound. Open sound.
You see how that's coming, bro? You
are now listening to the sound of First Fam Radio. Mwah, mwah.
Let me know, because the nigga.
still ain't feeling these niggas. Huh? Who gonna stop me? I got it.
Dope boy music.
Huh?
I brought 50 bricks with me. I got 17 left. I sold 33 birds. It's the 35 racks. Little niggas better catch up. Bitch, we decompress them. Talking that dumb shit and we in a recession. I brought 50 bricks with me, I got 17 left. I sold 33 birds, keep the 35 racks. Little niggas better catch up, bitch, we decompress them. Talking that dumb shit and we in a recession.
They challenge mathematically, now these suckers mad at me. Acetone powder, haven't put in on calories. That's weight, nigga. Tell them niggas, wait, nigga. Drop 100 in a potty, brought back 48, nigga. Damn, we be stepping on that shit. Niggas stepping on them bricks. Try to bring them hoes back. And we like, fuck you and that bitch. Keep you burning, nigga. Where you burning, nigga? I'm fucking bitches in the booth. Ike, turn a nigga, turn a nigga.
I brought 50 bricks with me. I got 17 left. I sold 33 birds, it's just 35 racks. Little niggas better catch up. Bitch, we decompress them. Talking that dumb shit and we in a recession. I brought 50 bricks with me, I got 17, yes. I sold 33 birds, it's just 35 racks. Little niggas better catch up. Bitch, we decompress them. Talking that dumb shit and we in a recession.
They out here whacking niggas without a ratchet, nigga. If you don't know about that man, you better ask a nigga. Drug traffic, nigga. Everybody jammed up. Dope boy music, damn right. This the anthem. You can know the town full of yay boys. Got a white tan, no gray boy. My magazine make your sins old. If you fuck around with me, play boy. That white girl that gets stepped on can't bring you back to you, chevron. Niggas giving out them headshots. Chopper go through your Teflon. Killing them. Niggas got pounds loud and bricks of dope. I'ma stay in my lane and flip the coat. Certain white girl can't believe what you talking about. This different stroke. You crazy boy, we ain't crazy boy. My town full of motherfucking wavy boys. I got kids to feed with these gopher leaves. And all I know is
I brought 50 bricks with me. I got 17 left. I sold 33 birds. It's the 35 racks. Little niggas better catch up. Bitch, we decompress them. Talking that dumb shit and we in a recession. I brought 50 bricks with me, I got 17 left. I sold 33 birds, keep the 35 racks. Little niggas better catch up, bitch, we decompress them. Talking that dumb shit and we in a recession.
First Fan Radio, we up in here, man. Chill, Gizzy, Turner Boy, man. And, you know what I'm saying? It's so much stuff we could talk about tonight, man, but we ain't going to talk about all of it. But Turner Boy, man, what's new, man? Put you starting this one off of tonight, man. I don't even have nothing to listen to tonight.
What's good, man? Oh, man, long day, bro. Long day, man. I think I did a few hours of sleep, you know what I'm saying? Just a few hours of sleep. I've been up working, trying to get it in, man. I can tell you what's new and what I love right now is, like, you know, Corolla's officially First Fam, which is beautiful to me.
Oh, I love to hear that news right there, man. Corolla. Shout out to Corolla, y'all.
Yeah, man. Listen up. She'll be calling in tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be dope, man. Tonight, don't you?
Huh?
You know what tonight is tonight, right? It's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Normally on Tuesdays, we got this thing we call here First Fan Radio Dirty South Tuesdays, man.
We're going to do it for the dirty tonight.
We do it for the dirty tonight, man. And if a lot of you artists calling in, y'all got a special request. If that's the only way you're going to hear a song tonight, you know what I mean, elsewhere, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we salute you.
Yeah, we got a lot going on there. And in this hip hop news world too, like, you know what I'm saying? Did you It was funny to me, man. Did you see Gucci Man, the shit Gucci Man did?
Oh, man. I've been hearing about it. I've been getting tweets and texts all night.
Yeah,
shit. Oh, man. Now, is this, they said, Rocco paid Gucci Man a visit at his house over those reckless tweets.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Gucci been going rampant on Twitter, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? He sounds like the uneducated Gucci I know. He does, man. It's funny, dog. Cause like he goes on, man, to say that you know, Tiger's baby mama from Tiger from Cash Money, his baby mama said that Gucci and Waka Flocka ran a train on her, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just going in, say he knocked Fantasia down, say he knocked Kelly Rowland down. Say he knocked down quite a few of them, man. You know what I'm saying? He's going in, and I guess he's just ranting and raving, man. He just owned one, dog. Yeah, he's not even naming little people. He's naming big people. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's crazy about the industry? It fucks me up because the shit is like a clubhouse, right? But when you got somebody with a speech impediment, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna say you got a speech impediment. I'm wrong for that. I'm not even gonna say that. I'm gonna just say.
I think he would be so much better, man. If he would be so much better if he just took some cough syrup, like, because his nose sound like it stopped up. If he got, like, little nonsense up his nose and just unclogged his nose and shit, he'll sound so much better, man.
But important, man, like, if these women, and listen, women, if y'all listening to this show tonight, if you letting Gucci knock you down sounding like that, that should be scary to a female right now.
Come here, Gucci.
I'm just saying, like, you know, if he ain't take no cough medicine, man, and he's trying to, he talk about Gucci, like you said, man, come on, man, like.
Yeah, man, because I had to really wonder why, man, because, you know, he said he was a lean sipper, you know what I'm saying? He used to have that purple doubled up in that cup. He was a lean sipper. And I'm not really a doctor or neither a pharmacist either, but my guess is, like, that's cough medicine, if I'm not correct, right?
So
it's codeine.
He should be clear.
He should be clear. Yeah, he should have no codeine whatsoever.
And have some bars after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, have some real
some
bars at that.
Some
bars.
Some bars downtown Atlanta.
Like some. No, he should have some real bars to spit. Like, you know what I mean? So we can understand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, not this little. Oh man, Gucci LaFleur.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but it is what it is, man. But you know the industry. In the industry. It's an unwritten rule to where, like, man, certain things you just don't really go out there and say, you know. And the first thing the public eye actually says is, you know, you're trying to get a name for yourself, and it's like, you know, it was just a gay move. I can't even lie, it was just really a gay move, you know. And
I'm not to cut you off, but I don't know if you heard about the Chief Keef going at Nicki Minaj after the Gucci Man comment. What do you think of that?
Nah, I didn't hear that. I'm probably the only one to hear it. You know what I'm saying? I honestly think Gucci Mane is Chief Keef daddy. Honestly, that's what I think. Yeah, them niggas, they would make a mean squad together, man. They really would. Both of them, one got a running nose and the other one got a speech impediment. So that's horrible.
Yeah, man. They should come out with a new rap duo, like, you know how they got Rich Gang and all that. They should come out with one called Special Education.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Special Education. hey, look, I had read the comments and shit last night, right? And I was reading, so I went on my Facebook page, right? And it was a chick on my Facebook page, and her comment, she had left a comment on the Facebook page, and her comment was like, I bet you more folk glad to help y'all kids with y'all homework every night now after y'all seen them comments Gucci Man wrote.
Oh, man. You know what? If we might have to do a screenshot of his comments, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. He's like one of the very first people. Like, he started the sentence off with two. He got the capital T and the O right?
Yeah.
But he put a period behind the O, and then he started talking a little more. And it was an incomplete sentence, and it was a period, and then there was some misspelling going on. And I was like, man, that's crazy.
Oh,
but you know,
man.
The crazy part? Right, but you know the crazy part about this? A lot of people don't know, man. Do you know that Gucci mama's mother and father are both college professors? And I ain't saying it to be funny. I'm serious.
What?
Yes, both of them are college professors.
Oh, man.
Serious shit.
Yeah. Maybe the lane went to his head, man. He done drunk himself retarded, man.
Yeah, both of them are actually college professors, and for the record, the lyric better know, Gucci Mane is not from Zone 6 Atlanta. He's not from East Atlanta. He's not. Gucci Mane was born in Alabama. He's from Alabama. Don't forget, Alabama. He's not from Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? He just claimed it. You know, I guess he made his first $2 or $3 there, whatever, man. But yeah, but at any rate, whatever, man. Also, the controversy going on over Eminem. Did you see that?
Oh, nah, man. Speak on it, bro.
Man, look, man. Eminem was on was a guest host Saturday for College Football Live, right?
Yeah.
And it was funny as hell because you go back and look at the video, you can just tell he was just like high as a motherfucker. he was zoned, dog. He was high. Like, he was like on 6 miles or some shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying? But salute, though, because the Berserk video is pretty hard, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him, man, Rick Rubin, man. You know, it's the way they did it, you know, so I like that hip hop vibe to go with it, man. You know, the hip hop vibe was really, really crazy, man. And salute to him, man. And also, ASAP Rocky just can't seem to keep his hands off of women. I don't understand that.
You know what it is, man? It's that little skirt that he wore, you know what I'm saying, that one time for that photo shoot, man. He started to hang out with a lot of designers, and most of those designers are gay.
I honestly think under the table, him and Kanye West really got something going on too, and Kim Kardashian know about it.
Oh yeah, Kanye. You know what? I'm trying to figure out how did he get into that situation, man, with that girl.
Because, Kim Kardashian.
Yes, you know what I'm saying, like
the mouth.
Yeah. I mean. After a while, Kanye gets a little corny, man. After hearing him, you know, make comments and act over cocky, like, I'm gonna just be real, man. Like, if me and him will fight, man. Me and Kanye would have to fight, man. You know what I'm saying? Because for one, I don't believe none of the antics, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's jumping over reporters and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I just can't wait till he run into the right reporter, though. You know what I'm saying? The right reporter, they can quickly switch the camera to their left hand and swing on his ass to their right. That's going to be funny.
Because that is crazy right there, man. I said we got some callers calling in, man. We got the street team calling in right now, man. We got Chicken, man. We're going to put you right through, Chicken. What's going on in the hood, bro?
I don't know. I want my mom, Dukes, and my cousin right here, you know what I mean? They want to say what's up with this on First Fan Radio, you feel what I'm saying? I'm just right here, you know what I mean?
Let me talk to Mom Dukes, man. Let me talk to Mom Dukes.
Huh? Hello?
Hey, Mama, how you doing? You on First Fan Radio?
Oh, no.
How you doing? How you doing today?
I'm fine.
Oh, that's a good thing. I just had to talk to Mama. I had to hear the voice. I had to hear the voice behind your son. You know, he's out there putting in work.
Look, I got something to talk about. Tell me why Target in Princeton, New Jersey, when told me that they were not going to transfer my job to Philadelphia and they were going to force me to quit. And I'll be damned, it might have been a month or two later, but they did. They forced me to quit.
Oh, man.
We need to process then.
Yeah, we definitely
do.
Yeah, we need the protein.
They forced me to quit. They were not going to transfer me at all.
That's crazy.
We
That's
definitely
crazy.
Have to protest right there.
And
now,
how are you not going to transfer me? Target is a nationwide company.
Right.
Yeah,
they did me wrong. They did me real dirty.
Yeah, I think, you know, honestly, I think Target and Walmart are like they are part of they run their business like the White House. You know what I'm saying? Like Obama run the country. You know, that's how they really run their business. You know, but it's okay. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of them.
They don't do their employees no justice at all over here in Princeton, New Jersey.
Oh,
speak
man,
on it, baby.
Crazy.
Speak on it. We put Target on blast tonight.
They did their employees dirty.
Now, what, you want to give a shout out to the managers over there? Anybody you want to say something to?
Oh, Mark, that's the boy. I'm going to give a shout out to Mark.
Shout out to Mark
He's
over there.
He's the only
Target.
One who had my back.
Salute Mark, man.
Who is Mark? No, he's a salute mark. Yeah, a salute out to Mark.
Salute Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right, Mama. We praying for you, though. You finna get Bay right in just a second.
Oh, no, I'm moving to Philadelphia. I have a job in a minute.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you know. They can't hold you down. Yeah, they can't hold you down. They can only stop your process, slow it down anyway, but they can't hold you down.
Yep. And then if I want to go back to Target, I only have to wait 6 months, and I can be back up in there.
Yeah, and it'd be all right. But, like, you know, if they did me like that, I wouldn't even want to go back. I'd just find bigger and better.
Yeah, you're right, because I wasn't even making enough money when I was there. So, I ain't trying to go back that route.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get me a city or a state job.
Yeah, ain't that worth it.
I have a 9-to-5 and weekends off.
Ain't that worth it. We drop a bomb for Target tonight, y'all. We just dropped a bomb on him. Shout out to Mark.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
How y'all doing?
We are, baby. Let everybody know who you being when you calling, baby.
I'm Savante. I'm calling from New Jersey, Trenton, but I'm from the Deep Pound, Michigan.
Uh-oh. Oh, shout out to Michigan. Yeah. Shout out.
Hey, shout out to the 313.
7 mile, 8 mile road, which one?
I'm not on either one of the miles. I'm off of Linwood and the Boulevard from the hood.
That's the hood, straight up. Ain't no trailers or no chasers. Straight hood.
Straight hood.
I heard
that. That's what it is, dude. Dude, big, man. Shout out to that D-Town.
I'm in Jersey. Been out here for a couple months to talk to you. So lately, it's just been low-key, and I'm liking it. So it's relaxed. A lot relaxed.
Yeah, but Detroit is. I like downtown Detroit though. Detroit downtown is cool. I love it to death. They got the casinos and some good food down there.
Yeah, Detroit is. The downtown is a mess. Give it up
for
MGM.
Yeah, man.
Putting it out there.
That's what it is, man. We thank y'all, man. We finna jump into some music, man. What we gonna jump into today, man? We doing it for the dirty, man.
Oh man, I got a couple of them out there, man. We got one more call though. Before.
Okay, let's get them.
We got 609-78.
Hey, what's good, Chelwell?
What's going on? Is this Mr. Dollars? Is this Mr. Dollars himself?
What's good, bro? How you, my nigga?
Mac
Dollars. Told y'all gonna call, my nigga.
Tell him, man.
I'm coolin', man. You know me and my team, we doing good, you know. Shout out to Turner Boy, man. Shout out to my nigga Chelwell, man. Shout out to First Fam, man. First Fam been doing their thing, man. I see y'all, man. Y'all hungry out here, man. I'm loving the results. I'm getting it. I'm seeing the results, my nigga.
Hey, man, we work every day for the artists, man. We support who support us, man. You know what I'm talking about?
You already know, my nigga. Yeah.
All right, man. We're going to hop into some joints real quick. When we come back, me and Turner Boy got some more industry news for y'all, man. And if y'all want to call in and kick some shout-outs, y'all know the number 917-889-8297. Turtle Boy, you said what I was going to get on for him tonight, man. You already know what I'm about to play tonight, right? You got quiet over. I'm about to play Corella, man. The newest member of the First Family Entertainment family.
Hey.
Ride it. Let's go.
Breaking rules, I don't want to bite me.
mine too. And I'ma twist it in the air and watch you bite it too. And I'ma grind it deeper, I gotta feed a boo. I suck your tip with my pussy, oh yeah, I'm a foe. Ooh, ooh, so give me that dick, dick, dick. And baby, don't quit.
Got you doing his hands, damn, I thought thought you was gonna really ride with me. You was chasing my cake and I ain't even know it. Straight blind to the fact I was blind by your beauty. My nigga told me I had a problem with big booties.
All my niggas fucking with the same chick. All my niggas fucking with the same chick. All my niggas told me she was fly chick. All my niggas told me I should ride a dick. All my niggas fucking with the same chick. All my niggas fucking with the same chick. All my niggas told me she was fly shit. All my niggas told me I should not do.
Me and my niggas talking to the same chick. So I guess we all grabbing on the same tip. And I guess we all nutting on a pussy lip. She's flying in and out with the passport. She about to get exactly what she asked for. We talking shop the streets, reasons in no MasterCard. And they got her all smiling and giggling. But it's funny cause shorty bring that money in. She talking might spend like 10. Shorty pussy nice, strike like lightning. So I told shorty meet me at my place. And I lit the Dutch right from the fireplace. Then I told shorty she gotta leave the fucking state. And she skated on me just like rollerblades. I said, damn, my nigga, no more blind dates.
I got it.
Yeah, yeah, we back, man. First Fan Radio, man. You already know what it is. Thunder Boy.
What up, man?
Hey, man. You know what I mean? That joint that we just played right there, man, that came from the ATM click, man, right there. That was called Same Chick, man. You know what I mean? Shout out Trey Dollars, man. You know what I mean? He called in earlier, man. You know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't know who that was, you know what I mean? Shout out them. You know what I mean? They doing their thing, holding it down.
Yeah, man.
In other industry news, this just in right here. Well, I said that last time, man. This right here, just in, is that Chief Keef. You ready for this one? This shit is funny as hell because I don't know how true this one is. I think they just making up stuff, you know what I'm saying? But they say here, Chief Keef, Gucci Man, and Waka Flocka had ran a train on Nicki Minaj. Now, I don't know how true this is. I might have to look up some of this after the show. You know what I mean? It just came in on the text, man. Like, and Meek Mill threatens Cassidy after Catch a Body diss. You know what I mean? Now,
That's one thing I just cannot understand for the life of me right now, man. I can't understand Meek Mill that he, you know what I'm saying, going at Cassidy. He still want to go back track for Cassidy, man. You know, and some things you just need to let alone, dog. And, like, you're not going to ever really go and just do Cassidy, dog. It just don't work like that. I don't understand, man. And I listened to the last track that Cassidy put out, man. I think it was about 7 minutes, man. And honestly, I was listening to it, and really the shit that Cassidy was saying, it was true.
Yeah.
It really was true. But you went from a dirty braid, you went from being a dirty braid wearing nigga to a tight jeans wearing ass nigga. You feel me?
Oh hell yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm not even taking none away from Cassidy at all, man. Like, you know what I'm saying, but. My thing is, if you know that you cannot, if you know that you're not able to, you know that you're not able to get up on that level, man, don't do it, man. I honestly think Meek Mill was wrong from the jump when he initially put that out there. He'll freestyle up against anybody. I think he popped like 10 mollies and he had like 16 ounces of codeine or something, dog, and he smoked some crazy-ass California weed or something when he did it, you know what I'm saying, because... Like, you just really don't do that, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Cassidy had to respond by Cassidy being from Philly, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I don't really understand if everybody that was supposed to respond would have responded. You'd have been in deep shit, dog. Like,
yeah.
Shit.
Hey, you
really
know what's funny? Not to cut you off, but you know what's crazy is, like, you know, I would want to hear, you know, other rappers, you know what I mean, actually go against Meek Mill. Like, you know what I mean? Like, bar for bar. Like, I don't see... him, you know what I mean, even fucking with Cass, man. Like, I listen to Meek Mill sometimes, man, but I'm not a fan, you know what I'm saying? Like, I listen to a lot of his music, but it's like, you know, it ain't really You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, you know, it's just like, okay, all right. I'm trying to follow him, but I can't, man. Like, it's too, like, I can't. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he goes platinum, I'm going to say, what the fuck? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, man. For a lot of artists, as a matter of fact, man, like, if they go platinum, it's like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, it's a million motherfuckers out there that really like this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
I think Meek Mill's actually fucked himself to the point to where he'll never, ever go platinum. Because, like, you know, when he put that message out there, he put it out there and he let the world hear it. You know what I'm saying? That he wanted to, he'll battle anybody for 100,000, right? You feel me? You feel me? That's what initially started it. Meek initially started it. He said he'll battle anybody for 100,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay, if you put that message out there, everybody else probably laughed it off. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody else, like, you know what I'm saying, that deals with the arena or freestyle probably laughed it off. You know what I'm saying? But Meek had to respond because Meek is from Philly. So he had to respond. So he did what he had to do. Now, when Meek responded, I don't think, when Cassidy responded, I don't think Meek Mill really knew how to take it. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I just woke up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just woke up the beast of it. And that's exactly what happened. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them laughed at all because, like, man, I could just sit here and name dudes right now, man. If they really wanted to, dude, they'll take your head off. Like, seriously. If they chose to. You know what I'm saying? All the way from Joe Ortiz, the boy Los, you know what I'm saying? Even the underground cats, you know what I'm saying? The cats out there, you know what I'm saying? All of them out there. Now you're a label. You are a label artist now. You know what I'm saying? It's the difference. You're not in that freestyle arena no more like that.
Yeah,
so don't try to jump off in there because you got to hit the song on the billboard.
Yeah.
Your boy's on blood, man. Brother,
yeah,
who's on blood? He's coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? J Mills is coming for you. Like, seriously, them boys really want you. They would eat you.
Yeah. Yeah. We might have to get Meek Mill on the show, man. You know what I mean? We got some questions for you, bro. We have to talk to you.
I don't know, man. I'll be quiet the whole interview because I don't want to talk to the guy. I really don't like him, you know? I don't even understand why Maybach signed him. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And then it kind of gives me kind of anal and attitude with Maybach.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on at Maybach because at one point, and we had Torch on it. We had Torch on First Fan Radio. And the only one we haven't had is Gunplay. We had the Mass Pipe Miles on it. You know what I'm saying? And these are the artists you don't see all the time, you know what I mean, on Maybach. But the thing about it that fucked me up was, like, at one point, Ross was pushing Torch and Gunplay like they was two pistols on a holster. You feel what I'm saying? And then out of nowhere.
You got Breed. Not only them two, you got Breed too. You know what I'm saying? You got Breed. It's three of them with Triple C. You got Breed, you got Gunplay.
He was pushing all of them. But then after a while, you seen his new pistols come. He had Wale and then he had Meek Mill. And after that,
right.
I seen Mosins go through the roof for those fellas right there. And then they tried, like, Torch came on the show and tried to tell us that it was mainly, you know, because they were Def Jam artists. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, Def Jam ain't pushing them like Warner Brothers is pushing Meek Mill and Wale. And I'm like, well, your homie is pushing them. You know what I mean? Like, he signed. Like, when we saw the Cypher, we only seen who we saw with the Cypher.
Right. He pulled all the new cats on the Cypher. All the new cats was on the Cypher. Like, I mean,
yeah,
you feel what I'm saying?
Then you take it
all the way back to, you can go all the way back to Self-Made One. When you go back to Self-Made 1 and Self-Made 2 and look at the appearance time that Torch, Breed, or Gunplay had on Self-Made 1 and Self-Made 2. And, like, man, like seriously, these cats ain't no punks. Like, for real. These boys can really get down in the studio, man. They really go in, you know what I'm saying? Gunplay is something serious. Torch crazy, dog. Like, but then it kind of baffled the fuck out of me as to, like, okay, when you was just signed to Def Jam, when Ross was just signed to Def Jam, you know what I'm saying? That was his clique. But when he went over to Warner Brothers, he went over and bought Wale, you know what I'm saying, et cetera, Meek Mills, whoever. He bought them cats in. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, it looked like for a minute that that Maybach was dropping albums like Masterpedia back in the day because they was really coming real, real hard, you know what I'm saying, especially their first year and a half. But the other three laid on the background.
Yeah.
For my life, I can't understand it.
I still don't, man. That's why I brought it up. But, you know, to each his own, man. We gotta hop into another joint, man. And one of the artists I want to play next, man, on Dirty South Tuesdays, real quick, man. You know what I mean? It goes by the artist. You know what I mean? He really impresses me, man. This is Mark Hall right here, man. You know what I'm saying? And Mark Hall is, you know what I mean, Derrick Rose, man. I really want the listeners out there to check this joint out right here, man. This is homie Mark Hall, man, Derrick Rose.
50-2. 50-2. 50 battles won, 2 lost. No, when he lost it to, he was a young nigga. Yeah, just got started.
Yeah, he just got started. First Fan Radio.
Real niggas ain't fuckin', man.
Yeah.
Said I'm in the hood, you love me. Pockets full of bad me. Real niggas, they fuck with me. Bad bitches keep me cuffin' me. Wanna fuck with me, they wanna fuck with me. We perks in the juice kid. That die for my, so that thing on me. I'm a real nigga, don't play with me.
Said I'm in the hood, you love me. Pockets full, never hitting me. Real niggas, they fuck with me. Bad bitches keep me cuffin' me. They wanna fuck with me, they wanna suck with me. We perks in the juice kid. That die for my, so that thing on me. I'm a real nigga, don't play with me.
I gotta tell y'all about it, son. She bad shit with this battle ass. Her head's left, that's always done. My real nigga put me up on her. Told the boy that she ought to fuck. Don't know why they told me that. Now I'm feeling like I'm the one. My fight for never hitting it. Money grown, even though I'm young. My bad the weapon, I dig the damn. Now screaming out, I'm the one. Flow hotter than a fuck's son. Think I don't, then you fuck it down. I'm blowing down in these fruits and berries. Where I'm rolling up, me another one. My strength, my wrist shining. Ain't nothing new that I've been grinding. Nothing new that I've been grinding. That's so true that I do time. Cheesed up my team riding.
Rack boys, keep that shine. I thought for my so that thing with me. I'm a real nigga, don't play with me.
But I'm in the hood, you lovely. Pockets full, never hit me. Real niggas, they fuck with me. Bad bitches keep me cuffing, they wanna fuck with me. They wanna suck with me. We freaking too scared. I die for my so that thing with me. I'm a real nigga, don't play with me.
But I'm in the hood, you lovely. Pockets full, never hitting me. Real niggas, they fuck with me. Bad bitches keep me cuffin' it. They wanna fuck with me, they wanna suck with me. We perks, keep me two-skin. Die for my, so that thing with me. I'm a real nigga, don't play with me.
I'm a real nigga, don't play with me. That trade pound, that's still me. I'm a trap boy, I'm a rag boy. Got your bitch tryin' to play with me. She wanna fuck with me, she wanna suck with me. After that, boy, I love me. I don't fuck around with no bro bitch. I'm a independent, that do this thing. I said real niggas, they fuck with me. Bitch niggas, stay away from me. Get out of line, you gettin' buried when that thing blow. Don't play, man. Little thing to you hating, nigga. Headshot to my enemies. I'm high as hell, I'm too skeezed. I'm dunk sports in my MC. Grand ride, I'm percolating. Bank rolls, I'm calculating. We ain't talking about dollar signs, and I ain't beat for that conversation. Bitch, niggas can't come for me.
I'm in the hood, you lovely. Real niggas, they follow me. Bad bitch, keep the company.
I'm in the hood, you lovely. Pockets full, never hitting me. Real niggas, they follow me. Bad bitch, keep the company. They wanna fuck with me. They wanna suck with me. We perking too skid. I die for my, so that thing with me. I'm a real nigga, don't play with me.
I'm in the hood, you lovely. Pockets full, never hitting me. Real niggas, they fuck with me. Bad bitch, keep me company. They wanna fuck with me. They wanna suck with me. We perking too skid. I die for my, so that thing with me. I'm a real nigga, don't play with me.
Coalition in the game.
You are tuned in. Yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
And First Fam Radio. You already know. Chill Gizzy Turner, boy. Hey, we got to bring her out. Can we bring her out live, man?
Yeah, let's bring her out live, bro.
The lovely and one and only. Corella.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up with your mama? How you doing?
Pretty good. Just living life to the fullest. So, that's all.
Yeah, that's what it is. So look, let's get straight to the bottom. So I hear you got a new management situation going on.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Shout out to Corella, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Corella, man. Love you to death, folks. Yeah. So what's been going on in your world?
Well, I've just been pretty much getting Umbrella Gang situated and together on the same page. And I'm finishing up on a new song I'm about to record this week called Pretty Girls. And that's like a song for the ladies, especially Umbrella Gang. But, you know, I'm getting ready for the move, too, on top of that, to Atlanta, so got a lot of shit on my plate, but really, I'm really focusing on Umbrella Gang and getting started up with my new management and finishing these songs I got.
And that's the word. Yeah, that's the word. Yeah, it's a very beautiful situation.
That's what I got a lot of shit for me this year, so.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So what we looking like? We looking like the first of the year to see the Corella project drop, a mixtape drop, or EP to drop for the first of the year.
Yeah.
Hey, this is great. It's called Divine Intervention. This is beautiful. I love it to death.
I can't wait to get that. You know what I mean? I just want to be there for all the videos. You know what I'm saying? And, you know. I love the videos, Corella. I must say that, you know what I mean, if I ain't said
thank
before.
You.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all right.
You know,
it's
only going to get better. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Especially
exactly.
When you hit the tri-state area. Once you come over this part, you know what I mean, we got you, baby. I'm trying to tell you. We got you. And all your girls.
Yeah, but you know what? Honestly, I'm gonna tell you, that's kind of scary though. If the video can get better, that's real scary.
It's real scary.
I know, right? That means I'm gonna have to be for sale, huh?
Yeah, it's a epic situation, man. It's not, it's gonna be hell. Yeah, everybody can't handle that.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Normally when you get videos like that, you know, you get haters, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, there ain't no thing to Corella, because she already told us, you know what I'm saying? And one of them songs already, you know what I mean?
Yeah, why y'all hating? I know people looking at it, hating on this shit, but that song playing at the same time, I bet they look, oh, I can't stand this bitch.
Yeah, you know what? That's why I gotta play the joint next right there. You know what I'm saying? Cause they be hating on me.
I'm like, why y'all hating? I'm like, why y'all hating? I'm like, why y'all hating? Hating on the low, but the bad bitches. Look at where I go, number bad bitches. Making me about bread. Run it up, run it up. I'm just trying to get a check and run it up, run it up, run it up.
on the low, but just bad bitches. Because wherever I go, number bad bitches. Bitch can dream about bread, he ain't run of us. I'm just trying to get a check and run it up, run it up, run it up.
Yeah, we back, man. You know what I mean? That was our home girl right there, Corella. Why y'all hating?
Well, hotter than fish grease, nigga. Hotter than fish grease.
Hell yeah. So when we going to get you on the East Coast, baby girl? When you coming out here to the Philly, Jersey, New York City area? Let's talk about it.
Ask my manager. Ask him. Whenever you ready, I'm ready, huh?
Oh, we got to make that happen. We make that happen real soon.
Yeah. Now, when we get into real terms and we actually get into real terms now, actually me and Chill Gizzy right now are working on some dates for Corella for New York. Obviously, up in New York, Philadelphia, and New Jersey, you know what I'm saying? So promoters, So promoters, any promoters that's out there listening right now, we're trying to get a check and run it up, you feel me? Like Corella said, run it up, you feel me? Like I said, we working, man. It's crazy, enormously. It's a happy situation. It's one that can make you breathe and make you want to work. So I'm really glad for this situation. You know what I'm saying? And Chill Gizzy is happy too. He's very ecstatic right now.
Very. Very.
He's very ecstatic right now. He's
very happy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you know, it's not you know, every day that you get an artist like Corella. You know what I'm saying? In the Umbrella Gang. Did I say it right? Umbrella Gang?
Yeah. Umbrella Gang, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I like that. I like what you're doing with that. You know what I'm saying? All I can say is keep doing what you're doing. We're going to represent you in the best fashion. You know what I'm saying? If not the officialist, most severest fashion. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to tell you, we got you. You know what I mean? We're going to hold you down.
That's big. Yeah. I appreciate it.
And look, like I told her, with me, it's different with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when it comes down to certain situations and dealing with Turner Boy, I'm a straight-up asshole, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm a straight-up asshole. I'm not a yes man, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And it's business, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, if artists got what it takes to move up to the next level, then I'm going to do what I got to do, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, these niggas have a problem, and I'm just gonna put these niggas on blast. A lot of y'all out there, because I'm seeing a lot of this shit these days. Y'all find a little fine ass female who really ain't got no talent, and y'all write her a couple bars, and she give y'all a little ass or whatever, and y'all put them on a fucking video or give them a song out there and try to put them out there when they know they don't supposed to be out there, and they know they're supposed to be doing hair, nails, or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Turner Boy, go ahead, more to be fit. I had to let him loose, but I can't hold him back, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
seriously, man. And that's like, you know what I'm saying? It's a thing to the point to where now you got talented females such as Corella that's out there. You know what I'm saying? And she got to watch herself more than the average artist because she got 100 niggas coming at her. You know what I'm saying? I got 100 niggas coming at her and trying to get at her or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, no, I ain't trying to get at you. This is business. This is strictly business. I'm an asshole. I'm like that dude that, like, you would love to hate. You know what I'm saying? I got an old lady and kids. So, like, that's like the last, you know, last thing on my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's trying to do that. It's all about working and getting that music out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my old lady and my kids is my world. So, it is what it is, you know? So it's business. It's extremely business.
Yeah,
I respect that. Like, for real. Because that is so true. That's so true. All these niggas out here, they ain't even thinking about the check. They thinking about pussy. They ain't thinking about the check, for real. So, hell, how the hell they going to help me make some money if they not even focused on it?
If they ain't even focused on it, right?
Yeah. And then they going to notice, like, damn, I stopped getting to the money and I'm trying to get at Corella. Damn, I ain't got no money no more. I can't even run a check up. Like,
Then they'd be like, damn, and then I didn't even get none of Corella or Umbrella Gang. So fuck.
All the money.
I'm all fucked up.
All the money.
God damn.
Yeah, you know how the game go, man. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, the rap game and pain, but we got to heal it. It's all good. You know what I'm saying?
it's all to the good, you know. It's how we do, man. We getting to it, man. But look, man, we got Corolla Crawler on the line, man. We're getting ready to go into this track, man, from one of the Columbus, Georgia artists, you know what I'm saying? You see him on the board right now, on the grid. I'm going to get on the board right quick. Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go into a song from a Columbus artist, man. One of my big homies, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homie, Big Amp, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to the track, man, pound for pound, man. So, Columbus, Georgia, we'll be right back with Corolla Crawler.
Yeah.
Promoters, I do this type of shit for free, but you don't hear me, though.
man. First Sound Radio, man. Trying to hold it down, man. We in the building, man. Corella, what's happening?
Shit. Listening.
Everything good?
Yeah. Everything fantastic.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. So, now, let me ask you this. I was looking at the video of Relaland. Now, is Relaland a video or is it a vlog?
It's just a vlog. It's not a video. It's not the official video for it. I don't have an official video for either songs, Why Y'all Hatin' or Write It. This is just a vlog. Like, I was supposed to be talking the shit in it, like, introducing myself or her. We got a little two times up, you know. We learned our lessons. Should have, like,
yeah.
Did the business part first and then, you know what I'm saying, party. So, shit. All right, I
ain't
want to two times up, but... It is a vlog, though. Like, I want to have a lot more vlogs. Whenever it's
a video,
I'm going to say official video. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And there's a bunch of controversy behind the actual Relaland video. You want to enlighten everybody on the controversy behind the Relaland video?
Well, it's like, it's so much controversy, really. The fact that so many girls in the first place, like, doing the damn shit, like, they say it's too much, and, like, I don't know, really, to me, I don't give a fuck what nobody say, because,
that's the problem.
My life, that's what I do, that's the type of shit I fucks with, that's what I like to do on a regular basis, and a lot of times, that shit is not even recorded, like, that's just really, whenever I decide I want to, you know what I'm saying, call the girls up and have some fun, that's what we do, it's like, really,
right.
I'm just taking my life and putting it into the light. It ain't fabricated, it ain't nothing. It was a little fabricated because some nights shit go more into depth, you know what I'm saying, that what everyone was able to see. But, you know what I'm saying, it's like, really, if you don't like it, cut the shit off, for real. Like, anybody putting a gun to your head to watch you, for real. So, I don't really give a fuck about controversy because shit, anybody got it, you don't have to watch it.
Right, and it was a, It was an issue. It was an issue with the video, especially dealing with the stations as far as YouTube and I think Vimeo.
Oh yeah.
It was an issue, and you know, because I remember the first night the video had dropped, and I think I was one of the first people to actually watch the video and see the video, and I was like, wow. But it wasn't a bad wow. It was like, you know, my wow was like, it was to the point to where like I couldn't really respect the video because everybody ain't got the, everybody can't do that. You feel me? Everybody is not, no, everybody can't go in there and do a video, you know what I'm saying, of that nature, you know what I'm saying, like that, and come out like that. So it was like really a respectability thing.
The first time we put it up on YouTube, like, I don't know if somebody red flagged it, hating or what, but, you know what I'm saying, next thing I know, that shit got banned from YouTube.
45
And then
minutes.
I'm like, okay, huh?
Yeah. It was 45 minutes. It took 45 minutes to get banned from YouTube. Now,
so then, a couple of days later, we put it on Vimeo. It got up to like 2,000 some views in like 2 weeks. Next thing I know, probably about that third week, they took that shit down from there too. So it was too exquisite. And it's like, I don't know, it's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, and I looked at it and I'm like, now this is crazy. Now see, what one of the more remarkable things about the video is, and a lot of people don't really understand, is the video had absolutely no nudity in it.
Mm-mm.
It was no nudity, or it was no actual sexual activity in the video.
Yep.
And I've been trying to figure out for life of me why the video was actually even blocked off of YouTube,
mm-hmm.
or you know what I'm saying. But I can go on YouTube right now and I can do a search. And I could put it in twerking, and they going in.
Exactly. Exactly.
Going in twerking, you feel me? So I just really couldn't get an understanding of why the video was actually blocked. But I guess.
Yeah, that's why I think it had to be somebody hating, like, red flagging their song, like, for real. They probably just couldn't take it. Like, it's killing them, like, you know?
Right, because we can go out
then,
all the way
like,
back
the song, you know what I'm saying? Then I'm that bitch, too, on top of it, so.
True.
Maybe it was an ugly bitch that I wouldn't holler at, you know what I'm saying, who wanted me to holler at them one day, but they're fat and ugly, I don't know. But somebody hates me.
And then you think about it, and you go all the way back, and you look a few months back, and I think it was French Montana featuring Nicki Minaj. Well, I think the name of the song was Freak. And when Nicki came out, Nicki had pasties on.
Mm-hmm.
But your video was like, it was blocked.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really not really getting
to
understand.
It had to be somebody reporting it, like really taking the time out of their day, you know what I'm saying, to really go overboard to try to get this video off, like for real. I guess they
right.
know that no matter what, I'm going to keep, I got people fucking with me, I'm going to keep getting it up there some type of way. If everybody, you know what I'm saying, keep putting it in their name on YouTube, every month, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be somewhere so people can see it. So they need to fucking stop, like for real. Then I'm gonna keep making even more and more and shit. So,
yeah.
So it'll be all right.
Yeah. We don't take it to struggle with that.
But I just
want to
tell the haters, if y'all hate on me that bad, all you got to do is y'all can't get down with Umbrella Gang. Y'all don't look good enough, I can fix you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be against me. Like, join the team. It's room for all y'all. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Yeah.
That's all I
got
to say.
Yeah. That's what it is, man. So, man, shit, we sitting here on Nerdist Altitude, man. We're going to jump off into some music, man. Shout out to man. Tight Works, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy George Boy, man. We've been great to go into this track with my boy George Boy, man. We'll be right back.
Face it, bitch. myself how I got here.
By myself, I'm gonna leave.
One the realest you ever know.
If they told you we need the real,
I got what they looking for.
I got what they looking for.
I got it.
Got what they looking for.
I got it.
Got what they looking for.
I got it.
Got what they looking for. By myself, I'm gonna leave.
One the realest you ever know.
If they told you we need the real,
I got what they looking for.
Right? You did what you had to do. That's right.
We better live first sound radio, man. Turn the boy Corella, Corella, man.
Mm-hmm.
Corella, you on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Hey, man. Shout out to the dude, my boy Joseph, boy, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing this thing on that track. I really love that track. It's like a statement track, man. You know, and I salute Columbus, Georgia. Salute Columbus, Georgia for all this high talent, man, and everything that's been great that's coming out of there, you know. Yeah. And I honestly think that, you know, in a second that, you know, Columbus is actually going to crush it along. I actually do. I think they're going to actually crush it along, you know. Once Columbus already begin to start coming together, it's going to be epic.
Yeah, definitely. For us, a lot of talent in Columbus.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite a bit of talent. And I've had the pleasure of working with a lot of artists out of Columbus, Georgia. So, like I said, absolutely, man. Keep putting the work in. Keep putting the work in. So now let me ask you this. If someone wanted to be a member of the Umbrella Gang, how could they get in contact with you to submit their resume?
They can get at me, send me a message on Facebook, and Corella the L, that's where you can find me on Facebook. Just send me a message, or you can go to Tierra Adrian. She's one of my assistants on Umbrella Game, so you can hit her up, or I prefer you just get at me, it'll be quicker, that way I can, you know what I'm saying, look at you. Just know you have a little chit chat with you, see where your mind at, and see if you got potential for it, and see if you got the same hunger for the grind
right.
as we do. And then, it's simple like that, for real. If you don't have, like, when it comes to your looks and all that, we got makeup artists, hair stylists, we got all that. So, you know what I'm saying? That's not a problem. If you're not up to par with that, you'll make that happen. So, you're not really looking about, caring about that. Because you can make over somebody. But as long as you got the heart, you're loyal, you ain't with that fake shit, all that drama, all that crazy shit, if you can be loyal and be down for Umbrella Gang, then hell, we'll be down for you to do whatever, like shut up. It's that simple.
So now let me ask you, how did you feel the first time that you went in the studio, when you went in the studio and recorded your first song? How did that feel? Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was nervous because I was just worried about not sounding good, not having all my shit together, like, or being nervous and just showing by the way I'm recording.
Or was it just like the pure inexperience?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I could be around people and seeing them record, but I was just, you know, sitting on the bench. But
yeah.
I didn't actually know how it was for myself. And it was totally different from watching people record. And, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You have to really learn yourself, learn your voice. And it's hell. I don't even got it all the way down pack yet. Like, it's really a learning experience for me still.
Because
basically the type of music I'm wanting to do, it takes harmonizing and all that. So,
and I'm trying to get it together. And yeah, one thing about it is a creative artist will never have it all. They'll never have it all because they always add to the portfolio. So it's always going to be something new. Always going to be something new that's going to be tried. You know, going to be tried in the studio. You know, creativity. You know, it's that think outside the box. You know what I'm saying?
And the crazy thing I hate the most is, like, even to this day, like, I'm just gonna ride it. I always have so many things I think about, and I'm like, damn, I should have did this, I should have said it like that, I should have put this there,
It's like I'm not satisfied with any of my songs after I recorded, but everybody else is like, no, it's straight, it's good, man, chill. You're thinking too hard, chill. You know, I'm like, no, it should have been like this. So it's like, really, I don't really think I'm ever going to be completely satisfied with my work because I feel I'm always progressing and getting better because I am growing. So
yeah,
it's like never, I'm never really satisfied.
Yeah, but we do it for the fans. So you know, and actually as an artist and speaking, like we probably will never ever be satisfied with our work.
Yeah,
we always think it's better, and it really don't need touching. It's just and that's one of the things of being a good artist. You know what I'm saying? You can't be over hard on yourself, but you can hold yourself to a certain standard.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So we get ready to go into some music, man. And by the way, shout out to Hotbox, man. Hotbox Studio, man. Old Black Ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, legendary engineer in Columbus, Georgia, man. Been doing this thing for a long, long time. Look him up, man. Hotbox Studio.
Yeah.
When you go to Columbus, Georgia, and you decide that you want to record.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go holler at Old Black Ass.
I want to just shout out to Derek West, Track Hustler, because they do some amazing beats. Like, for real, they did both of those beats. Why Y'all Hating and Writer. So shout out to them. For sure.
Right. Yeah. That's how we doing. But we're gonna jump into some music, man. And we're gonna jump into a little down south flavor with some hip hop, man. You know what I'm saying? Salute YNCK. You know what I'm saying? You know I got to give a shout out to my youngsters, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To my little ones. You know what I'm saying? To my little ones. You know what I'm saying? I can remember the first time they ever went in the studio to record a song, man. And from my understanding, now everybody's working on their own solo project. And Space and Kills got they thing coming out, you know what I'm saying? And they dropped their single on yesterday. And I heard it, and I was like, wow, you know. So it's going to take us back to that experience of hip-hop, but at a real, real young generation. And when we get back, we're going to play the game that we love so very much on First Fan Radio, Say You Never with Corella Corella. And we'll be right back with this one.
You my brother, right?
No doubt.
You getting down?
No doubt. Word.
Word to mother, Kel, I'm going all out.
And you my brother, right?
No doubt.
You getting down?
No doubt. Word.
Word to mother, Space, I'm going all out.
Hey, yo, Kel.
What up, Cam?
They ain't think we can rap. We the reason that their favorite rapper faking heart attacks. All they talk is cash and max. They don't talk about the facts. All they talk is Gucci this and proud of Fendi Louis that.
Hey, leave the flex and where it's at. Dog, we ain't impressed with that. This a school of hard knocks. Hip hop, let's bring it back instead of fronting for the cameras. They're banging these bandanas. Try to learn hip hop and maybe raise some standards.
These rappers talking crazy. These rappers talking foolish. Quit talking about materials and make real music. You got a brain, so use it. Cause trust me, it ain't useless. Don't encourage crime, reduce it. You got power, don't abuse it.
So stop standing looking clueless. Eat off your butt, go do it. Go start yourself a movement. Get everybody into it. Don't be easily influenced. Strive to make improvements. And don't be scared to make mistakes because we all human. You my brother, right?
No doubt.
You getting down?
No doubt. Word.
Word to mother Space, I'm going all out.
Hey, you my brother, right?
No doubt.
You getting down?
No doubt. Word.
Word to mother Kel, I'm going all out.
Hey, yo, Space.
What up, Kel?
Let's get back to the real.
You mean when rappers really rapped about how they feel?
Instead of dropping out of school and looking like a fool and being a statistic that only makes the news.
I feel you, bro.
Word.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. These people doing jobs that ain't really paying. Go get your education, get a real like your patient. Get on the grind now, ain't no time to be wasting.
Boy, you spitting real ish, so yeah, they gotta feel it. This is a sport of soul, so let me see your spirit.
They making noise, but I don't hear it. They just worried about appearance. Hip hop has been infected, and yeah, we here to cure it.
No doubt we gon' ensure it.
All it takes is some endurance.
You down, bro?
I'm down, bro.
So let's work.
No excuses. S
L
P I A
L
C
K E
E
B
L
O yeah,
I
let's get it.
Hey, you my brother, right?
No doubt.
You getting down?
No doubt. Word.
Word to mother Kel, I'm going all out.
Hey, you my brother, right?
No doubt.
You getting down?
No doubt. Word.
Word to mother Space, I'm going all out. Hey, you my brother, right?
No doubt.
You getting down?
No doubt. Word.
Word to mother Space, I'm going all out.
Hey, you my brother, right?
No doubt.
You getting down?
No doubt. Word.
Word to mother Kel, I'm going all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We back on First Sound Radio, man. Your boy Turner, boy checking back in, man. Got Corella on the line. What's up, Corella?
What's up?
Man, hey, we finna get ready to play the game called Say You Never. Say You Never. It was, this game was incorporated due to one of my very, very good friends with this banger track. Shout out, Player Hershey.
Oh, that's my girl. I love her.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna ask a few questions here. All right, first question is, say you never made a nigga empty his pockets without using anything but your conversation.
Let me see. Well, I can't say I never have. Am I answering right? I don't know. I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying So you've never beat a dude out of his money, out of his pocket, with just using conversation only.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, that's what it is. Say you never called in to work, and the reason you called in to work because you was booed up and you didn't want to get out the bed.
Yep, I did that before too.
Huh?
I did that before too. Am I
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you good.
Yeah, I did that before a couple
of
times.
Yeah.
In my life.
Right.
Not like
recently. Right. Say you never went to the club and you got so drunk you don't even remember what you did the last night.
Oh, yeah, of course. I've did that before.
Yeah, like your thoughts and your memory just stopped at a little pause.
Yeah, exactly. Like under
other
influences too. Yeah, definitely.
Let's see. Say you never use your words to persuade a female to do what you want her to do.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Shout out, Corella. Oh, yeah. That's what it is, man. Hey, we're going to go into a track, man. Say You Never by my partner, Player Hershey. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Say you never done it, even though I don't believe you. I would never touch you. No, cause I don't judge. Say you never done it.
Man, come on.
Come on.
Never done it.
We all grown.
We all grown.
Never done it.
And I'm on.
And I'm on.
Never done it.
Say you 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 never done it.
Now you can say you never done it.
You never done it.
You can say you never done it.
You never done it.
You can say you never done it.
You never done it.
You can say you never done it.
Even though I don't believe you.
She said she never fucked on the first date. Said she never lied like she was saying at work. Girl gone. She said she never been a freaky dame. Said she never did nothing strange for a piece of change. Right. She said she never smashed dude. Never got it in the club in the bath. Girl gone. She said she never been trained. Never sucked a dick. Never gave another bitch brain. She said she never been a fast girl. Never been a swallowing and take it in the ass. Girl gone. Said in line by the shit that she do. You say you never done it, girl, you know I don't believe you. Now, girl, you know I don't believe you. Now, girl, you know I don't believe you. Now, girl, you know I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
Now, girl, you know I don't believe you. Say you never done it.
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 Now you can say you never done it.
Dude, I ain't forget you.
You can say you never done it.
You know I got you too.
You can say you never done it.
I got it too.
You can say you never done it. Cause it's what I do. He said he never paid for pussy. He be getting the booty club, tricking their day for pussy. What's up? He said he never ate a pussy. Never been pussy with and don't have to obey the pussy. What's up? He said he never loved a freak. Never caught a creepin' with his partner.
partner that say up the street, four stop. Your partner say he never cheated with her. He don't claim the baby cause he say he never skeeted in her. He say he never been a dog. Say he never gave a girl a check and never spin it up. Four stop. Said in line about the shit that he do. You say you never done it, dude. You know I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
Now dude, you know I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
Now dude, you know I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
Now dude, you know I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
Now dude, you know I don't believe you.
I say you never
done it. Say you never done it.
Say you never done it.
Say you never done it.
Say you never done it.
Say you never done it.
Even though I don't believe you, girlfriend. Say you never done it. Even though I don't believe you, I would never touch you.
Quattro finger on my heel. for these niggas black. Put that man I'm in my pocket for these whole jacket. I'm aiming for your face, nose diving. They're boring two ways, did you know I'm cocky? I got killers in the woods, but they ain't deer hunting. Got niggas that'll kick your door, they'll feel something. Fuck a nigga up if he keep gun bumping. Got a 100-round clip, I drum cuffing.
Nobody do mix
it. It's 40 on me and it's powerful like a power force.
Yeah, man, we back, man. First fam, turn the boy in the building, man. Hey, we got Corella with us, man. We about to get ready to wrap this thing up. Hey, Corella, before we go, why don't you tell everybody how to get in contact with you? How to get in contact with you through your Instagram, your Facebook, your FaceTime, whatever you got out there on that media.
All right. On Instagram, at Corella. And Facebook, Corella, D-M, with a D-A-I-L-L. And, yeah, just hit me up, them two, anytime. And once again, I'm looking for some more Umbrella Girls. So if you're listening and you know you got the potential to model, video shoots, turn up, you don't give a fuck what nobody think about you. And you loyal. Fuck with me, like, for real. You really about to turn the fuck up, for real. It's that time.
And
that might be music coming out, too, so y'all be... I'm saying get ready for that shit, for real.
I'm anxious. I'm very, very anxious. Well, it's been good having you on the show, First Fam Radio, man. Thank you to all the listeners, man, everybody listening in. I see you on the switchboard, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing, you know what I'm saying. Don't forget, man, we on live every night, 9:30 to 11:30 Eastern Time. Call in, be a guest, 917-889-889. 8297, man. And we out of here, man. We're going to close the show up, man, with my partner Cyberchino's statement, man. Let's get it.
Underneath the street light, rapping to the gun blast. Cushy in the Rillo, now catch. losses. My wins outweigh my losses. I smoke it till I'm nauseous. I calculate my hustles just to multiply my profits. Inspired by accomplishments and goals I achieve. Humble, yet focused back when no one believes. I'm talking international, so gonna stamp my visa. I'm pothole status anywhere I tear the streets up. I'm self-made, well-paid, I don't need to fade. You may never see my face, but guarantee you know the name.
I'll make a statement.
I'll make a statement.
I'll make a statement.
I'll make a statement.